October 8th, Thursday. What is the pilgrim's journey? In an age when the gospel no longer existed, pilgrims who possessed and relayed the gospel walked on a journey. Abraham was called and instructed to go to the land that was shown. That original journey was later fulfilled through Joseph. Then Moses was called to relay the mystery of the blood sacrifice, to walk in the wilderness, and to relay and imprint the mystery of the three feasts and the tabernacle to the next generation. That was the journey of restoration. Samuel was given the covenant which he then relayed to David. That covenant was to conquer Philistia, prepare the temple, and to restore and fulfill the covenant that was lost. That was the journey of fulfillment. Elijah was given the covenant to triumph in the spiritual war against idolatry. Elijah was given the covenant to achieve the Dothan movement. That was the journey of conquest. Peter received the covenant that was completely fulfilled on the cross, where everything was declared finished. Then he relayed that covenant to the members of Mark's upper room. From there it was passed on to Paul, who saved Rome, and received the answers of Romans 16. That was the journey of completion. Right now, you too are on that path. This is the covenant journey. God's method, a pilgrim who makes the journey known. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. You are a pilgrim on God's journey, and your responsibility is to make this journey known. Pilgrims tell others how God will fulfill the covenant and reveal what will take place in the future. As a pilgrim, what is the journey that you must know, walk, and relay? Number one, the pilgrim's journey. God called Abraham's family and gave them the original journey. Moses was called from the tribe of priests and was given the journey of restoration. Samuel, the Lord's servant, was given the journey of fulfillment. Elijah and Elisha were given the journey of conquest. And Paul and Peter were given the journey of completion. Because God will undoubtedly fulfill his covenant, his method is found inside this journey. Number two, save the other pilgrims. As you walk inside the journey given by God and discover his methods, you'll become the main figure who saves other pilgrims. Inside the journey of following this covenant, you'll uncover God's promise that all people on earth will receive blessings through you. God begins to work from the moment you relay his word. He has called you as the main figure of all pilgrims and as a representative to relay the mission of his absolute sovereignty. All problems are blessings for the summit and the opportunity to receive the blessings of going on this journey with God. Your work is to help others hold on to the covenant of the summit and the journey given by him. This type of internship team is greatly needed at church. Dear God, help me to stand as a witness before those who are walking on the covenant journey. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.